This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 286 of Job Search Radio. It's Wednesday, and some of you call it hump day. I call it Wednesday. And we're going to be doing a show today about what you need to do before you submit your resume to an ad that you've seen. It's a thing that will help you get much more in the way of results and certainly not waste your time or waste other people's time. I hope you find this helpful. After all, if you're submitting resumes to job ads, this is a great tactic that will help you get more interviews and save you time. Again, hope you find it helpful, and I also hope that you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now, let's get going. You're responding to an ad that you've heard about. You've heard something through networking about a position open. And now you're going to send your resume in. Before you send it out, read your resume carefully and look for this. How does my resume actually demonstrate I fit this role? You know, what in my background will come across in the resume that's going to cause them to say, this person can do the job? If you can't answer that question, your resume needs a rewrite for this job. Because otherwise, all you're doing is sending out spam. You know, the broken watch that's right twice a day, you know, maybe it works sometimes, maybe it doesn't. Most of the time, it doesn't. But for you, just ask yourself the question. And you know, don't give yourself a BS answer. Be forthright with yourself. How does your resume actually show that you fit the job? And how far does someone have to read in order to find it? If you think it's on page 2, got to get to page 1. You got to use your cover letter then to draw attention to it so that they know to read there. Otherwise, again, waste of time. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to take me up on my free 7-day trial at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. And I want to remind you, subscribe to Job Search Radio in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. You'll get podcasts delivered to you Monday through Friday, very early in the morning. They're bite-sized morsels designed to help you find work. Hope to have you back soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.